Being a marketer is no sweat. You just have to manage dozens of channels, launch hundreds of campaigns, score thousands of leads, and okay, fine, it's a lot of sweat. Unless you have HubSpot's AI-powered marketing tools to help you do all that and more. Get started at HubSpot.com/marketers.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. It is Thanksgiving night. The food has been eaten. The family is in bed. And I and you and we have just watched the Packers beat the Miami Dolphins 30-17. Now we see if Jordan Love will get the turkey leg. And Leroy Butler, Leap, getting a lot of exposure on NBC tonight. That's awesome. He's doing a great job, and that food looks good, and that mac and cheese that the turkey is sitting on top of looks very good as well. Packers get the win. We'll talk about it here for a few moments. Again, brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Check out happyplacehemp.com. 25% off each and every order with the promo code BART. Pretty much in control in this one, the Green Bay Packers, at least through the first half. Second half didn't put up as many points. You know, maybe felt a little bit like the Niners game, which is a good thing. But the Packers, I think there were some. I know one buddy of mine was like really freaking out about the Packers going conservative or not being conservative enough or still throwing the football. And, you know, I've been to that point too where you can't celebrate until it's actually over. But this game kind of felt over for a long time. I think a big thing was, and they touched on it on the broadcast, they did a good job of it, was the Dolphins, you could say they're soft. And I think there is something with they don't look like a cold weather team just because of the jerseys. But that report about all the 3,500 pounds of like insulation and all the stuff that they brought to stay warm, scuba gear, shirt, diving suits, like being in the cold weather sucks. And I guess when you live in Wisconsin, you get hardened to it over time. But if you're just in it one or three times a year, like those people looked miserable. And yeah, it is miserable. I guess you learn how to stay warm or you just deal with it. But they looked absolutely miserable. Tyreek Hill, Mike McDaniel, Tua, anybody. Tua maybe not as bad. Look at Leap getting some good exposure on NBC. Letting him do the turkey ceremony. I'm really pumped for Leroy about that. And I think they're giving Jordan Love the Madden Award. And there is the turkey. And finally, they get one this year. I don't know where Jake is joining us from. I think he's there.
I'm here.
Are you in bed?
Yeah, I'm laying next to my favorite pussy. And also my wife is next to me as well.
So you're next to a cat?
Yeah, her name's Naughty.
Okay.
You can't hear her purring?
Well, I mean, some of you guys are getting a little fast and loose with the things you're saying on here.
I forget. You're big time now. We got to watch our mouths.
Well, and the YouTube dings me if I got dinged for something the Sean O'Connell said the other day.
But I was just talking about a cat. I mean, that's on YouTube. That's not on me.
Look, you want to text me sometime? I'll be dirtier than anybody, but I got to keep it clean on the YouTube.
Prove it.
What
are you sending back that's dirty?
You start, and then we'll have a nice exchange tonight.
Depends on how many rum drinks we have, I suppose.
Well, we're starting with number 2.
Oh, not bad for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I had a couple of beers at lunch, and then one around 5 o'clock.
What kind of beers?
River West Stein.
Oh, very good. They make a very good NA, River West.
They do.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
There's Jordan eating that turkey. That's good. Everyone will be pumped about that.
Jordan's eating the turkey. I'm next to my pussy. Everything's going good, man.
Cat.
My pussy cat.
So we almost got back up to 200 today because I had 5 plates. I had seconds 4 times today.
Yeah, I went a little bit overboard on the desserts.
Turkey, stuffing, gravy, potatoes, green beans.
Mac and cheese?
We did not have the mac and cheese.
See, I had one giant plate, but then, yeah, I had like 5 different desserts. That was ridiculous.
Isaiah McDuffie getting some NBC love. This is nice. Look at these guys. God, it's nice. Look at Leroy. I'm so pumped about Leroy.
Yeah, I was happy to see Elroy, our guy.
Jordan's got a little food on his lip. Austin's here, a little more well lit.
What's going on?
In many ways.
In many ways.
Hey, we got a little wine tonight.
Wine?
Yeah.
I guess it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. What is that, a sweet or a dry?
It's a dry. It's very no brown good. Soda, but it's good.
So what do you guys think?
How about Rashawn Gary trying to sweep in and, you know, get a half a sack? He sucks.
Quay Walker got a sack. Are people pumped about that?
Eh.
I mean, I'll take anything at this point from the poorest pass rush.
Packers are 9-3, guys.
Yeah.
It's sweet, man. Let's fucking go. Fuck the Dolphins. They're trying to make a comeback for their season, and we put a halt to it. It was awesome.
You know, as I look at their schedule, I have no recollection of them playing the Cardinals.
Hmm.
When did they play the Cardinals? October 13th.
It was early. Yeah.
Oh, that's when Dubs came back and scored. Okay.
My biggest takeaway from today was,
I think I was at my buddy's house that day. That was a brown soda day.
Oh, it's all starting to make sense. I just want to say F number 12, because if Dontavian Wicks had like two or three drops earlier in the season, Aaron Rodgers is not looking at him for 4 months. And Jordan Love just kept going back to Wicks tonight. And that's why he's a leader.
Yeah, Wicks had some nice blocks, too. I saw people were online bitching about Wicks.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get the drops under control. Going into tonight, I actually found a stat. The Packers had 4 of the top 13 guys in drops this year going into tonight.
Wow.
So I think some of the Love stuff's been overblown if half of those drops.
Well, Love looked like garbage on the first drive.
Yeah, well, that penalty threw everything off. It was
but then that pass was way too deep. I don't know what he was trying to do. And then it looked like he turned the ball over. Thank God he did not.
Yeah, I mean, I think he may be one of these guys that needs to settle in.
Eric Stokes got a turkey leg.
What?
Jeez.
Yeah, Jake, to your point there, he does look like he needs to settle in. Like every game he comes out like that and he's jumping at the line and throwing balls deep. I don't know what that is, but I don't really care.
Yeah, I'm not going to harp on that.
Yeah, he comes into form, but it does seem like he does start like that often.
I mean, if we get what we got today from Jordan Love going forward, maybe we're all of a sudden a surprise contender. Although, really, the sacks from the defense is what's going to make or break this team. They have to be able to rush the passer.
Well, I don't think... you know, big picture, we'll see what Minnesota does this weekend. I would have liked for Detroit to have lost, obviously. I don't know how. I mean, that Bears, not to make this a whole Bears thing, but I was as many times as we've seen them lose in a similar way, I was simply stunned about what was happening. And they weren't calling a timeout. They weren't doing anything. I was so stunned. And Eberflus may get fired this weekend, but the Lions – it would have been nice if they could have, but still, I think they're beat us next week. I think we're getting good, and I think they are still worlds better than us, even if, you know, they've been scuffling. I don't know, they're not even scuffling. They scuffled today, maybe. They're not really scuffling. They just didn't convert touchdowns. They kicked field goals. The Lions obviously are terrific.
Yeah, maybe, but also the Bears played, they played the Packers pretty tough too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they got a little edge on them and they're like, okay, well, fuck you guys. Sorry for the language.
Well, you can say that.
I can't just say anything.
Don't
too
be saying
weird
shit like the Sean O'Connell, who is here, but he froze. There he is. Oh, he went outside. He's got a big inflatable turkey behind him. You're a little frozen, Sean.
That's unsettling.
Yeah, there's two turkey inflatables behind him.
Is
Which like something out we've of a noticed more dream. People doing Christmas and more people doing Halloween. Now people, there's a lot of turkeys around town, I've noticed. Sean, you're going to have to go back inside. I like the aesthetic for the Dan Shady YouTube stream. It looks good.
Run a restaurant and you learn pretty quick. The sound of a crisp fry starts way before the first bite. As delivery and to-go keeps business booming,
order for pickup.
McCain SureCrisp fries keep orders crispy.
Hey, delivery.
After the trip, the crispiness comes through.
Mmm.
McCain SureCrisp fries. Go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.
This episode is brought to you by NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV. There's plenty to be thankful for. Your friends, family, and the fact that you can now get NFL Sunday Ticket for only $89. So thank yourself this holiday season and watch every game every Sunday when you bundle NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. Sign up now at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Offer ends December 2nd. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games. Excludes digital-only games. Terms and embargoes apply.
I was filled with joy watching those seconds tick off the clock for Chicago. Like, what are they doing? Oh, my God, this is really happening. It was amazing. Although I don't think Eberflus will get fired. The Bears have never fired a head coach mid-season in their entire history as a franchise. So I would bet against that.
They know they got to do something, though.
Yeah, they'll wait till the offseason, though. What's the upside of firing him now versus the offseason?
You get the stink out of the building. I mean,
you crash.
They got a lot of stink to work with, though.
You block him from being able to coach Caleb.
Well, the best part is, and I think you've talked about this several times, Bart, is like they will not do the right thing, which is get a new GM and a new coach. So they'll fire the coach, keep the GM, then they'll fire the GM with the old coach still being there, then they'll fire the coach. And it's just a never-ending, beautiful cycle.
Yeah. All right, Sean's inside. I like what you're trying to do there, but it didn't work. You get all bundled up for that?
It's cold out, and I've been drinking beer and wild turkey all day.
Has Sean ever been more drunk than I have?
I don't know. Sean looks like he beat himself up today.
No, you know what Sean looks like? He looks like that uncle that you have that has like the same Facebook profile picture 9 times in a row. Just him like looking down at the camera. Like,
in his car?
Trying to figure out how to work this contraption.
If any of you kids have ever spent a night in a Juarez, Mexico jail and lived to talk about it, then come at me. That's all I'm going to say.
Sean was going at people on Twitter today.
Why, Sean?
All I'm going to say is this, Bart Winkler. And as you, as the face of my Packers love, Leroy Butler is currently the greatest living Packer in the world. He currently is. That guy... I will fight any man in the parking lot of the Pine Cone at the intersection of I-94 and Highway 26 in Jefferson that says any different. If you can get the better of me, I will go in and buy you your body weight of cream puffs because Leroy Butler is the greatest living Packer in the world. He could have put himself on a pedestal on national TV. Instead, he put his uncle over for his mac and cheese. I love Leroy Butler.
What he does.
I love Jordan Love. I love Josh Jacobs. And we're on. It's today is Thanksgiving. It's about a day of love. Our quarterback's last name is Love. That's not a coincidence. If you weren't able to love your family on today, I don't know what to say. I love you guys. I've had a lot to drink and a lot to eat. I love the shit out of you. I'll talk to you later.
the
great drop in
Sean O'Connell.
He just pulled a Costanza. You just leave on a high note.
Leave on a high note, man.
All right, I got some comments here. Adam says, did it seem like the refs were a bit flag happy today, except on the one play that should have been an obvious call on Watson? I think Jay just wanted to go home at the end there. And they knew that Miami wasn't going to come back. But, yeah, there should have been a flag there.
Early off.
A lot of flags in the league in general. What's great is on Monday Night Football, Buck and Aikman just bitch about it the whole time.
You guys still watch – I watch the Manning cast.
Well, I watched the first half with volume, but not the second half.
We talked about that. I can't do the Manning cast. Like, I'm too indoctrinated to an NFL broadcast. I tried, and it's like, I don't know. I need just standard everything presented to me in a nice, concise way.
Bala says, the pack is back, baby. Stalis Tom says, put any doubt over whether taking Jacobs over Aaron Jones was the right call. Jacobs is a gam. Which, it means grown ass man. I don't know.
Oh, I thought he was talking about his legs.
Parts hit.
Yeah. And I told you that Josh Jacobs is great. So victory lap for me.
From your daily fantasy adventures.
Greg says a kicker that makes kicks looks good.
Yes.
Tyler says Matt LaFleur is now a top 10 all time winning percentage coach. For those that think he's not a good head coach.
Well, let's see him get to, a Super Bowl. I won't trust him until he does it.
Remember, every time Green Bay wins, what we're going to do at the end of the season, we did this last year, is with Happy Place Hemp. So get your orders in for Christmas, okay, and the stocking stuffers. And, it's nice when you open up and there's some gummies in there or some seltzers or whatever. That's always great. Even the dog, and get some for your dog. They have specific treats, not just feed a gummy to your dog. They make them for the dogs. But every Green Bay win, you know how it's 25% off every order, promo code BART. So every Green Bay win.
Every order? Bad.
Huh?
Every order? I thought that was a one-time thing.
No, Jake, you'd be mistaken. It's actually every order. Yes, every time.
What a deal.
So at the end of the season, it will be 25 plus at least 9. So it'll be at least 34% off. At the end of the season, because they're already up to 9 wins. So continue to do that math. But right now, through the rest of 2024, it's still a whopping 25% off every order at happyplacehemp.com.
Love it.
I love that we're at a point here where these games like are not that stressful again. But still, it's not like when we had Rodgers, it's like, okay, we're winning these games and we know we're going to get dicked in the playoffs. But this is like, well, we're winning these games. Oh, we're better than I thought. What's going to happen in the playoffs? We don't know. So there's still, it's not like.
You're saying we have a fighting chance in the playoffs.
I'm saying I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah. Which is what everyone told you to do forever. And. Mm-hmm.
I have a theory, though. Who did you watch the game with today, Bart?
My son for the first half, and then myself.
Oh, okay. Well, then my theory's just blown up. Because I wasn't stressed out either, but my thought process was, I'm amongst a bunch of family members. It's like a party atmosphere. Whereas if I'm watching a game by myself, I just get in my own head, and it is stressful.
No, I watched pretty much all the games with my kid today. I mean, he was doing other shit, but he got into it. It was very fun. Happy Place Hemp, yes, anywhere in Wisconsin, they will deliver. Also, most of the United States. Not just continental. There's a guy from Hawaii that loads up as well.
Is that Kavika?
I don't think so. Yeah. Where's Kavika been?
Where's Shay?
Yeah, where's Shay?
Shay, I don't know where Shay is. I could text him.
Well, this morning I was in the gym and I Want to Dance with Somebody came on in the overhead speakers and I started thinking about how I want to go to Scrub-A-Dub and then I'm like, where the hell's Shay been?
Shay told me he had an announcement last Monday and he said he would announce it. And then on Thursday I said, hey, I'm going to go live. Do you have your announcement? And he said, No. That was a week ago.
There could be something dark going on there.
With Tim?
Yeah.
Maybe he's moving to North Carolina or South Carolina.
For that with gal. Holden?
For that gal.
I don't know much about that.
I don't either. It was.
Yeah, there was a girl, wasn't there?
She was texting him.
Wasn't there a girl from England that was into him?
Yeah, Lois.
Oh, Lois.
Where'd Lois go?
I don't think Lois was so much into Tim as
Austin's like the Cliff Crystal of Into the Winklerverse. He's the historian.
I think too much about it.
Tony was like trying to make Lois and Tim a thing. That's what I think happened.
Yeah. Possibly. All right. Here's a fun fact. You're leaving?
Yeah, I'm gonna go lay down and I'm gonna catch the rest of this tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Love you guys.
It's pretty much already peaked, so.
Yeah. That's why I love this show. Bye.
See ya. You're out?
Yeah, I'm gonna go take care of some business. Right? No. She said no.
You're so cool, Jake.
Well, no, I mean, if I was trying to be cool, I would have been like, oh, yeah, she's ready to roll. But no, she says no.
That's right.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Love you, brother.
Keep the show on in the background, at least, if you do. Stallus Tom has a nice fun fact. Packers haven't allowed 20 points since they played the Lions a month ago. Who they play next? Yeah, Lions are good, man. Bobby Buckwheat says, what's the deal with everyone thinking this game was so cold? This shit is mild. Yeah, I mean, we're upper 20s. You know, it's colder than it has been. I think for most of the country, like, people, their thought on what Wisconsin is that don't, like, most of America thinks Wisconsin is the Yukon territory, that it's always cold. And when you tell someone like, oh, the summers here are great, they think you mean like 1 week it gets to 60 degrees. They don't get it. They think Wisconsin is the movie Fargo. That's what they think. Our accents are not as pronounced as theirs in Minnesota and the Dakotas. I hate to say it, but the weather has changed since when I was a kid. There has the climate has changed over the years where it's nicer and it doesn't snow as much. Okay. But yeah, they think of this as just like a frozen farmland. And they're talking about the Dolphins. That's what I thought was interesting. Yeah, it's cold for them. And they're bad in the cold. I think Terry Bradshaw was on TV today saying, oh, Tua is good in the cold. And then they immediately showed he's 1-for-7 under a certain degrees. He's 0-for-4, I think, now 0-for-5 under 40 degrees. But the Dolphins, it's like they've never even been in front of an air conditioner. The way that they reacted to the cold tonight. I mean, they looked miserable. And you're right, it wasn't that cold. Like, we just saw the Dolphins play in a playoff game where it was, what was it, negative 15? Or what in Kansas City? People that were there had to have, like, their legs amputated from how frostbitten it was. This was nothing like that. Nothing like that. But that's what people think Wisconsin is. And, you know, you play it up on TV and the game's getting out of hand. So then you're going with that angle. But, yeah, it was a little obnoxious. Jake is in bed now. Still, Jason Garrett's a better color guy than Tom Brady. I thought Jason Garrett was as good as Jason Garrett's ever been. And I was entertained by Jason Garrett. Now, there was a point at the beginning of the game where he didn't talk for like 5 minutes. That was kind of odd. And I think he knew what to say. And Collinsworth is the best. But Garrett had some good stories, and they played up that Thanksgiving game. And I thought it was interesting. Jason Garrett's in the booth. Leroy's down there. Remember that Thanksgiving game where Jason Garrett was amazing and beat us. And they showed highlights of that, which 35 years later, it doesn't hurt as much. But yeah, that was a shitty day. Remember, we finally thought we were getting Dallas because they had their third string quarterback. Who was even the second string at the time? I don't remember. But then Garrett played, and we were all like, "Hey, Packers finally going to win." My cheeks getting fat again. We're still under two, but again, I had a 5-plate day, and I just was dipping some turkey and some mashed potatoes before I came down here. So I hope everybody else had a good spread. Maybe Wade Wilson, maybe. Yeah, because he was talking about Wade Wilson. But yeah, the food was great. Oh, and then for lunch, I had leftover. We ordered last night. You know, it's Thanksgiving. You lose weight to have Thanksgiving. If you can't enjoy it, you can't enjoy it. And I did go to the gym today. I did my own little turkey trot, aka a 45-minute treadmill walk at 3.5 miles an hour. So, in case I'm just I don't know what I'm why I'm telling you this. Who cares? All right, so Packers beat the Dolphins 30-17. Jordan Love, 21-28, 274, and 2 scores. 129.2 rating now, 2 weeks in a row without an interception. Not that there weren't close. Rodney Pete? Okay. Not that there weren't close turnovers, because there were. I never thought that pass went forward. I was to Reed late. I was a little concerned about that first one. I did think that was going to be a fumble. But it was not. But Jordan Love was good. The first drive was shaky, but he was efficient. He was good. They were throwing a little more aggressive again. You might want them to run the football more, and maybe we're worried about the outcome. They were still throwing late. I'm totally fine with all that. If the Dolphins are going to give it to you, take it. Love was playing well. Almost had another touchdown to Wicks. It would have been a penalty, but Love was great. So it's Toyota-thon. He plays well during this time. And if you're worried about Love, if this like becomes a thing, maybe this is a thing where the first half he just like takes a while and the second half he goes. But again, Love's been banged up this year. He's been banged up. Remember the game he came back? He was like terrible. He's throwing everything low. Guy was hurt and injured. They look really good tonight. Josh Jacobs, 19 for 43 and a touchdown. So a lower running output, but how about that 49-yard catch, the highest of his career, and the move he put on those guys was incredible. Josh Jacobs is great, and he is a great runner for this style of offense. LaFleur is having an incredible year, maybe his best coaching year, although I would still contend that having to put up with Rodgers is heroic in and of itself. Look, I think there's sometimes that Matt LaFleur like does things that we're like, huh? And I still think he needs to experience something before he really gets good at it, which is fine. But I'm like, for how that search went, remember, he was like the last guy they interviewed. And then he had to deal with Rodgers right away. And now he gets his own guy. I'm very happy with Matt LaFleur as our head coach. There will be times where I criticize him. There have been many times when I have criticized him. But as you saw today, we could do a lot worse than Matt LaFleur as the head coach. A lot worse. And I think that Bears thing was maybe more on Caleb than Eberflus, but still, what the fuck? That was stunning. I think I was like most of America. Like verbally saying, what are you doing? Bears fans across the country are like breaking fingers trying to call timeout. Lee did not like Garrett. Lee did not like Garrett. So we got one pro Garrett and one anti-Jason Garrett, which is fine. Tucker Kraft, 6 for 78. Josh Jacobs, like I said, 74 yards receiving. Watson had a long one, 67 yards on two catches. Wicks was good. No Romeo Doubs tonight, still with the concussion. Reed, 3 for 24, but 2 touchdowns. And I thought Chris Brooks ran hard. He had 3 carries, 28 yards. He and Wilson, both, when those guys get in, it seems like Josh Jacobs sometimes would like do the dirty work. And then those guys get in and just rip off 15 yarders. And it's like, oh, well, fuck, these guys are better. They're not, but we got a nice little running back room here. Greg says, assuming we make it in as a wild card, do we want the winner of the NFC West or South? Depends who it is. Do you want to go to San Francisco if they win? Do you want to? I mean, I'll go to Arizona. I'll go to Seattle. I'll go to the Rams. Yeah, Rams might be tough. South, I think we'd prefer the South. I still think Tampa makes a run there. And I don't think Miami's completely out of it either. Their schedule's cake. This was kind of the hard one. So I don't think they're completely out of it. But Tampa's the other team in Florida that I think is going to go on a bit of a run. And I might like them to win the NFC South. So we'll see how that plays out, but you probably want to do that. I just don't want to play San Francisco. I know we just beat the shit out of them, but again, they had their backup quarterback who's terrible. And I just, you know, playoffs. It's, we're like the light version of Bills Kansas City, where we could beat San Francisco in the regular season, but we can't in the postseason. Can't and won't. So with the win tonight, defensively, McDuffie 10 tackles, Quay Walker 10 tackles. He had a sack for Ngabari. He was really good. Great tackle on a third down. Brenton Cox, Kenny Clark. Nixon opened the game up with a really good kick return. So just all around, I mean, yeah, there were times where you're like, oh boy, are we going to blow this? Maybe. But I never really felt that we were. And I think if you did tonight, it's just, you know, you want these games to be secure and in hand. And the Packers did enough in the first half to not make that an issue. So great win by them. 9-3 are the Packers. Vikings sit at 9-2. We're not going to win the NFC North. The Lions will be able to hang on to that. So we're looking at the 5 seed or the 6 seed. And we just, it's too hard to know how things are going to play out with each division. So we'll watch games 1 week and think, oh, I hope the Rams beat this team or the Falcons lose or whatever as we try. But really, we're going to be 2 to 3 wins better than whatever team we go face in the playoffs. Now, it will be on the road, and you'll likely have to be the road warriors the whole way. And everybody will then say, well, it's been 14 years from 96 to 2010 and 2024, and they were the road warriors in 2010. And I'll say that too, less sarcastically. But, and again, I don't think we're at the point yet where we're demanding Super Bowls. I think we're getting close to that. But right now, the cream of the crop in the NFC is the Eagles and the Lions. Lions, Eagles, Packers and Vikings. So I'm not trying to like pre-justify a loss, but the Lions should not make the Super Bowl. They're the best team. I'm eager to see how we do against them next week. If we beat them next week, then we can start having some different conversations. Because they'll be on the road in their place. That Thursday after Thanksgiving, it's always 2 Thanksgiving teams that play. So it's us and them. And then they'll get that extra bye. Greg wants us to stay indoors on the way to getting to New Orleans. Yeah, that could happen. That could happen. Remember, Packers have a lot of night games coming up too. So the noon games are basically over. They play Thursday night, then we play Sunday night, then we play Monday night. Then I'm going to the game in Minnesota on the 29th, which is scheduled to be at noon, but I think it's going to get flexed week 17. Because week 17 is dog shit. Week 17, the Sunday night game, this is the week we play Minnesota after Christmas. It's Dolphins and Browns. Cowboys play the Eagles late. Fox will want to keep that. Falcons, Commanders, Cardinals, Rams, Broncos, Bengals, Packers, Vikings. I'm expecting that game to be a night game. So there's a chance that with tonight, we got five night games in a row. The Sean O'Connell ended up having a good 2 minutes. The Ring camera woke up Mrs. O'Connell, and it led to a fun time. 120 seconds of physical bliss. Hashtag winning. Hashtag winning. I'm a little sweaty from this ring light in the basement. All right, so good job, Packers. Appreciate you sticking around a little bit on a Thanksgiving. It's very nice to, well, see you, but for you to see me as you blow it out for the day. Enjoy tomorrow. Badgers, Minnesota on a Friday. Kind of weird. Going to watch that. I think we're going to check out some Rudolph play. Christmas tree this weekend. So it's a nice little weekend. Nice little home family weekend. And it gets started here with a Packers win. Plus a new episode of The Floor tonight I get to watch tomorrow. Oh, Sanchez Jr., hello. He listens every night on the way home from work. I'm okay for a Packer fan. Great to meet you. Don't be a foreigner to the show. Give me a buzz next week when I get back in there. All right, this is separate, though. This is Into the Winklerverse, my podcast. Like and subscribe wherever you get yours. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk again next week. Adios. I said it in Spanish. I said goodbye in Spanish to sound cool.